say that some of the most remarkable reports that we've had on this programme in recent months have been from West Africa as part of the Ebola coverage, and the extraordinary bravery of the burial teams, the burial boys who would go off and work. And we're going to sort of pay tribute to one Sierra Leonean woman, Masarai. That's the only name of hers that I know, actually. She's been given an international humanitarian award for her work as a grave digger. Now, she hasn't been able to make it to the award ceremony in London. We do, however, have somebody who knows her in the studio, the country manager for the charity World Vision, who is Sierra Leonean, and knows Masarai. How come, Grace Carpo, how come she's only got this one name? Is that what everyone knows her as?
Yes, Lawrence, that's what they know her for, Masire, but her full name is Masire Marian Camara.
Right.
Yeah.
And we want to pay tribute to her. Just explain why. She herself, I mean, it's a dreadful backstory, the family story. She contracted Ebola. What happened to her and her family?
When she contracted Ebola, Masire unfortunately infected her husband, her daughter, and her son-in-law, and she lost all of them to Ebola. And, you know, when she was in the treatment center, you need your family to fight this disease. But then she didn't have anybody to stand by her because she lost them already. And in the treatment center, somehow, miraculously, she survived. And when she came back, she wanted to give back to her community. So she volunteered to serve, put her life at risk by serving in the burial team as a burial worker.
Now, for the whole over a year that we've been covering the Ebola crisis, one of the crucial health messages getting out was how important the treatment of the bodies was. Just explain that we've been trying to make people understand, and we've been hearing from people as well, the kind of the alarm and the shock of a bereaved family when all of a sudden these apparently alien people in white bodysuits come and take the body away and they don't let you prepare the body. Why was it so important what she would do with the community? Did people allow her to wash the body and treat the body?
She didn't wash the body. We don't wash bodies in Sierra Leone. What the burial teams do is to provide a dignified aspect of the burial, and that is ensuring that they dress the bodies, because when the patient dies, the virus becomes very active, so nobody washes the body. But they dress the body before they get them into the body bags, and we also work with the religious leaders who will come and say a prayer, be it a Muslim or a Christian, and the family can stand from a safe distance and watch the burial. That way they are able to feel part of the passing of their loved ones, that they are buried in a dignified manner.
So in a sense she becomes part of the family, or she works, rather than dealing with the body, she's working with the family.
But they don't just go and pick the bodies. Yeah. They talk to the family. We do a lot of community education. They talk to the family to let them understand why it is important that they don't touch the body. So it's to keep them safe and everybody safe. And then they do the burials.
What could the doctors tell her about the state of her immunity? Because as a survivor, we understand, don't we, medically, she had a certain resistance to Ebola. Yeah. But you can't be 100% confident of that, can you?
Well, you can't be 100% confident as of now. But what we know is that they are not easily reinfected. We never had a case of reinfection. Mm. No.
What does she think about being given this award, being singled out? It's an extraordinary story, but we've heard many extraordinary stories from the region, haven't we? Mm.
For Masire and the rest of the team, it's a big honour. Though they've risked their life, they've put their life at stake, they put their health at stake, are serving as burial team members. Back home until yesternight, they've not been given the recognition they deserve, both nationally and internationally. So for them, for Masire, receiving this award is a great thing for her, because she believes it will help also in taking away the stigmatization. Because most of them were ostracized, shunned, because they were burial team members. So this means so much to her.
Well, absolute tribute, quite deserved as well. Thank you very much indeed for coming in and telling us. That was Grace Carpo, who works for World Vision for Sierra Leone, with the extraordinary story and truly a just tribute paid to Masarai, the grave digger. Many, many thanks indeed, Grace, for coming
in. Thank you, Lewis.